I desire your prayers. God has given me a message which I was have bring at Fresno camp meeting, and it was hard on me. There is a language barrier, but I have obeyed God, and He was blessed. He had blessed me, and on the way here, He has given me again a message, and this is how it works. If you obey, God continuously bless you. If you not obey, you lack the blessing. So, and I want to be blessed, and so I want to obey the Lord. Amen. And He has given me on the way here from Fresno to hear a message, and I am really unprepared. I'm ready to give what the Lord has given me, but I have write nothing down. It's all here, and I hope it will work. My mind will work. So pray for me. I need prayers. And my topic is today is about, I want to speak about faith. We live in a time where we have the faith becomes less and less. So we need all more and more faith. This is what I believe. And the faith what I speak of is, you have two words in English. It's faith and belief. In German it's one word. It's like the doing word, and it's just like belief. But because the scripture says the devils believe too. Yeah. So there is different kinds of beliefs, but it's one faith, the true faith. And I want to speak about the faith that it's for normal people, it can be. Some can say to this faith, they can say it's extreme. It is maybe fanatical, or it can be foolish. And this is the faith I have, and I want to read some scriptures of that faith and what we believe. Some that have faith, they believe that way. I want first scripture to read in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Verse 18. So it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." We are saved and we believe in this power, and it's to us a power, but to some it's a foolishness. I like to read some more. This is the main, but "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." So here he speaks of that faith, believing, of right kind of believing. So, and I was, God has just put some scriptures. I have not write them down, but you know the stories. If we look on the story of Abraham, he was a fool man. If you will see him today, you will think he was a fool. He was going out of his family house, and he was not knowing where. Only a fool man can do that. Have you seen around you? Do you know someone that have gone somewhere out and don't know where he is going to? But he was sure. Yeah. He was having faith in God. He is a man of faith. Yeah. And we today, there are many, I will mention some more instances in the Bible. And my question is, are we ready to be fool? Some around us will think we are fool, how we handle, but we need to have faith. Yes. We cannot just do fool and we are fool. No, we need to have faith, and to all other, maybe it looks fool. Yes. And maybe extreme. Or maybe, I will give another example of the Bible, the Daniel. And I want to compare even to so-called Christians that try to use their understanding. Lean not on thy own understanding, scripture. Sorry, I have not written it down. I just quote it like it comes in my mind. So we shall not lean on our own understanding. So in my understanding, if I look on Daniel, so there was a law given by the king not to pray. Not to pray. So, and he was doing, I don't know, I will not do like he was doing today. I think because of lack of faith, of my little faith I have. But he was doing as usually he was doing. He know the law. We are obeying all the law of the government. I obey. You obey. And I think he wanted to obey too. But he was not obeying. So, but all other, this is like surprising. All other, there was many Jews living in Babylon captivity at that time. Not only Daniel. Right. So what they have done at that time? Have they stopped to pray? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they have prayed hidden, hide somehow. This is maybe what I will do today if they will say, I will use some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding. I will maybe do that. But he have faith in God. He was opening his windows and prayed like a fool. Yeah, maybe he was not fool, but it's extreme. Somewhere, you know, tell some people too, you are extreme, fanatical. And some, I don't want to use all this, but fool, fanatical, extreme. He looks like he was like that, something of this kind. But he opened and God was faithful to his, because he was trusting him, praying, he needed to do what he was doing. And I don't say he was, if we will repeat the same thing today, maybe we will do something wrong. But he was having faith, particularly for that time, to do that thing. And God has delivered him and saved him and blessed him. And so we will go there, and I believe I cannot mention all the instances in the Bible where man of God, man of faith was, but we have even in our time, let me turn first example that God has given me, an example, Paul. I remember Paul, I don't know the scripture exactly, but he preached in the city, maybe Ephesus, I'm not sure. And they throw him out of town and stoned him. If you read the Bible, you know that instance. So they stoned him. And this foolish man, stand up. If you read the scripture well, go home, read it again. He stand up and walk to the same city again. How many of you will do that today? Oh, I will use some wisdom for myself. These people have stoned me. Surely, this is the proof sign. It's not my place to be there. God spoke, I need to go some other places. Because if we have some scripture, if they throw you out, so to remove the dust and then go to other places. This was the scripture, but this man, foolish man, stand up and go again to the same city. And I think this is extreme, very extreme. And we need some of that faith, these people are saying. But you know, this is past. But what's about today? I will tell you of a man. He's not around. Maybe I can even mention him. I don't. So he went to Africa. And and come back and get sick. And not because of Africa. But this foolish man goes again to Africa. And some of our knowledge, understanding, they say, yes, this man, and I speak of Brother Michael Smith, sorry. And this man, some say, maybe he shall stay at home. He has like some, it's extreme if he goes always like, but I thank God for men like them, like Brother Michael. And he encourages me. So he's still continue like a full man. He continues to work for the Lord. And then we have another old brother we mentioned to them here. And I speak of men of God in our time. They are extreme. Like Brother Leslie Busby. He went to Germany, I remember, with his sickness. And this is, if you think logical, with the wisdom of this world, with understanding, he shall not travel. Surely not. Not to Germany. Not with his God. But this man has trusted God all his life, going through troubles, serving God. He was not looking what people will say, what others say. He just trusts God, have faith in God, and live for God. And I just thank God. And I believe we personally, everyone, need more of faith. Yes. To be full for this world. You know, we live in a time that I think they will laugh on us more and more. And I believe we will be more and more persecuted if we will hold to our faith. Amen. We live in a time where divine healing is very on an edge. Yes, right. To go this way or this way. And I know it's hard to speak and generally, but we need faith. In this instance, we need faith. Because without faith, we cannot please God. Amen. So it means if we live somehow, it doesn't please God. He wants us that we have more, trusting Him more, and leaning on Him, on His word, that we in our time of need, that we grasp, that we look on Him, hold on Him, in anyhow people think and say. Today people think and say, but let them say and think. But you trust God and believe. Let us read some other scriptures. First Corinthians, second chapter, verse 12. I think it's 13, but from 12 we will start. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are not spiritual discernment. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I like to read another one, the third chapter. So, Brother Paul is writing here many third chapter, I think 18. Yes, verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God's. So I was thinking of other circumstances in the Bible. And circumstances we face in our life, especially with children, we are living now. If children become sick, we need faith. You know, I know the most of you was praying for me when I was sick with malaria, But I was going through difficulties, and you think it is something that is very strong or heavy or something that is dangerous, yes. But I was going through more harder times than malaria. And this is when children become sick. And this is the most parents are going through. You know, for myself, I'm a person, I can bear very like suffering. I'm a man, not like women are weak, but men. They, if pains here, my wife says, you are maybe not a human being, you are maybe a machine, so you don't have feelings, or something like that. So I can bear pains, and I'm not easy to complain. But, men's, today we have here, Brother Brian said, men shall not cry. And yes, this is what they teach our young boys. So, and to make them hard. And, but when my first child was sick, so, and she was having fever, and she was already going, saying something that I was giving no sense, and high fever. And I was thinking, Lord, I need faith. I don't know what to do. If it will be me, I can bear, I can, for myself, I say, Lord, if you think it's good enough, take this sickness and put on me. I want to bear it. But I don't know what to do with the child. And the children are so helpless, you know what they say, Pop, Mom, help me. And you cannot help. And you cannot. For yourself, you can bear, but for children, they cannot bear pains and troubles, so, and they are expecting parents to help. And the parents are helpless. Or some of you are able maybe to help your children. For me, I am helpless. I have no healing in my hands. I have nothing. I don't know what to do. And I thank God that I have only God. And I can only cry to Him and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. And He has. And He has in every situation, He has a way out. He has prepared a blessing. He wants us to trust Him, that we have faith in Him. I remember when my boy, I have five girls and one boy. And you know that some expect that I must love the boy more than others. It's like naturally, but I especially keep that in distance, that I love all my children the same. He is not he's special, but not special. He is special because he is the only boy, but he no privileges, no equal. So, but, and the Lord was testing me. Yes, He will test. He will test all of us. If we want to have faith, He will test out. Prepare yourself. If you want to believe God, if you want to have faith, He will test you. That you can prove yourself that you have faith. God knows us, but you don't know yourself. Me, I don't know myself. God wants to reveal who I am, what I am. So, and the son, he was, I think, I don't know, maybe 1 year. I can't remember exactly. And he was having pains. And he was not able to describe where. He was just crying, maybe around one half hour, crying. And we tried to comfort him. And we don't know what's wrong with him. And he was having pains that he was sitting. I was holding him on hands. And he was... This was the hardest time in my life. And he put him down on the floor. He was sitting. And the pains were so strong, he hit his head on the floor like this and cries. And he cries not because he is hitting. He was hitting because he wanted to get released from the pains. You know, there is, if it pains somewhere, and you put in another part of your body pains, so sometimes the mind is... going from this side away to that side. So, and you have release of pains. So this is what he was trying to do. And he said, Papa, help me, help. And my heart, and my wife, I have sent her out. Because she was not able to see it more and not bear more. So I said, there, go to other room or outside. So I will stay with him. So, and I will pray and so, and it was very hard. And God, you know, sometimes we say, Lord, we give our life to you. And God will prove, God wants to test it. And if we say, Lord, the children are yours, He will test it. so it's for your good and for my good. So he tested me. And I said, I was sitting there speaking with the Lord, and the Lord, and I was saying, God was nothing telling me. He was just waiting. And I said, Lord, you know, I was giving them over to you, my children, and they are still yours. I'm not holding. If you want to take him, take. He is yours. And I needed only to express that. And then I was kneeling down and prayed. And I think, I don't know how many minutes, I was not counting. But maybe around 5 minutes, he was quiet. It was gone, thank the Lord. And so I thank God. It's like sometimes it's when children are healthy, it's easy to say, Lord, they are yours. But I thank God for the faith and the trials, for his grace, that we can be able to say, Lord, they are yours. And it's very hard because you have to mean it. You must mean it, that they are yours. You must be ready that the Lord will take them. If He can take them. He will not. He can take them. And it's in His hands. And we must be ready. And I, like some will say, yes, He's the only one child. He's like precious. But I thank God that I was able to hold my consecration, hold it to Him in time of need. That we need, in this time, we need faith. And we need the Lord on our side. We told Him we can nothing do. And so we have to prepare ourselves when in the time when there is no problem. So now it's a good time to prepare ourselves mentally, spiritually, reading, praying, meditating, all what is need to be done, it needs to be done. Fight, sometimes spiritually fight. I want to give an example. I was having a battle. There is a scripture says, it was read today, I'm not sure more, today, when they slap you on your right side, give the right, the left. And the Lord says, the vengeance is my, no, the vengeance is my. We shall not beg. How? Repay. We shall not, yes, I will repay. We shall not repay, like evil for evil. The Lord said, the vengeance is my. So, and it's easy to say, but the devil was attacking me. One time, it was like nothing. There was no reasons. It was just coming. I was reading the scripture and the devil just attacked us. It was real. He said, so in the night, imagine, in the night, the armed robbers will come to your house, beat or kill or I don't know what, your children, your wife. So what you will do? It's a spiritual battle. It's nothing happened, but you must prepare yourself. It's already in this. And I say to the devil, I said, I don't know what I will do. But by the grace of God, I want to do what needs to be done. Pray. I know that the benefit. And I don't know. Maybe I will put my back or protect. I don't know. And you know what? Maybe I will get crazy and kill them all. I don't know. You know, it's easy to say. I say everything is easy to say, but in the time of need, we need grace of God. Yes. And we need faith. And that will bring us through in this trial. And I say, and the battle start already before. So I was battling this battle already before. But maybe the test will come, I don't know. But we need in good times to decide to live for the Lord, to die for the Lord, to stand for the Lord, to have faith in God. Even in small, and God will not allow something to happen to us that we cannot bear. I believe He will only allow things that we can, that He can carry us there through. So it's His promise in His word. So, but we need to start in small things to learn. In small, you know, in small sicknesses. He don't send cancer at once. It starts maybe with fever. And it starts with small things. And if we are not faithful in small things, if we not exercise our faith in small things, where we shall end if big things will come? So, and I want to encourage us that we look for faith, to have more faith in God. I believe we all need, because we are facing a world that wants to rob our faith and steal. And Jesus said, if I will come back, will I find faith? Yeah, I think he says faith. And this is, I don't know if he will find or not, but I want to have faith. Even if he comes, I want to. And now the instance, I say there are many instances of men of God. I remember now Noah. This full man, really full, built an ark. There was no even sea. I think there was no even sea around them. I think even on the mountain. I'm not sure, but so he built a big ark, and it, for the wisdom of this world and our understanding, he was a fool for all. But he was believing God and trusting God, and God saved him. So, and you know, it's like, we, as parents, sometimes we teach our children from Sunday school about heroes in the Bible. You do, yes? And so they are my heroes. I was told from child, Noah, Abraham, David, Joseph, all the men of God, men of faith. But we as parents, and I point on myself, so we need to have faith to show our children that the Bible is true. Especially, I remember it was like testing for myself. Like, we speak of heaven, and today Brother Brian mentioned he said something like he wants to go. This is what he said. Yes. So, and I have here some expressions in here in U.S. People are waiting for the Lord. They want to die. They don't say they want to die. Yes, they want to. This is how it sounds like full men. But this is. But in another sense, we all tell the children, heaven is a beautiful place. Yes, it's true. We are all working toward heaven. But when the time for us parents, for grandparents, parents, when the time comes to go to that beautiful place, what we are doing? Sometimes we have not enough faith. I understand that. And then we like back up and yes, and look for men's helps and want to extend our life sometimes. This is what we do sometimes. We want to extend our, and you know how our children are looking? They said, maybe heaven is not that good. Maybe the earth is better than the heaven. Because my parents or my grandparents, they are not hasting to meet that good place. They want to stay here. Maybe I shall stay here too. They are not saying it loud, but this is, and we are not saying, but this is sometimes our actions are saying. Because of our lack of faith sometimes, this is, we tell children one thing and doing the other thing. And then the children are don't know what to do. And this is how I say, if I read the Bible and heroes, and this is a kind of faith they was having. They was ready to die. Another instance of the three Hebrew children. Yeah. Children? Young people. Yeah. I don't know what. There was children, yeah. And there was an image stand, and allow us to bow down before the big image. So, and I don't know what the other Jews nation, the believers of that time, what they have done. I don't know. But these three men, only three men of all these believers, God's people, they have said, we will not bow down. And you know, I have heard some people tell, oh, today these people was foolish. You can bow down and take like you are praying to them, but you will pray to God. You know, in that time. So, and maybe some of the Jews have done that. I don't know. But these three men, they said, no, we will not bow down. We will. They had some faith there. The Bible doesn't say what they had, but they said, if God will not deliver us from your hands, we will still not bow down. We believe He will, can deliver, but if not, so they was ready to die for the faith. So for to keep the commandment was say, you shall not bow down before other gods. There is only before God alone. So, and this is, it was pictured that like all other believers are doing, like fitting to this world. We are living in a world, we are trying sometimes to fit to somehow, especially training children, divine healing and all this. We have hard times, Europe and I think US here too. We are facing more and more problems. And I don't want to make rules or send someone to hell, no. But we need in this time faith. And that our children can see miracles. Without faith, there will be no miracle. If we live and try to feed this world and please everybody, we want to see wonders and healings and everything. But if our faith will not grow, if we will become not more faith, we will see nothing. And our children, and we will lose men's of faith. Like I mentioned today, we have some. I believe, I know some of living today, they have faith in God. They act sometimes like foolish men. But they have faith and they trust God in any aspect. But if we as a new generation to the young people, if we will not meditate and not grow spiritually and not prepare ourselves, these are older people, they will die out and we will have a nation without men of God. And then we will perish spiritually. Because there's like no God among us. It will turn to formal services. But we need men of God that we can look and learn from them. And if old generation will pass, we need to have new. The new must follow in the same steps like Elijah and Elisha. Yes, there was one was gone away and the other was following. He was his servant. So I want to encourage young people to read more Bible, to meditate more, pray, search for faith, prepare yourself. Now the time is good. We live in a good time. Even too good that it tries to steal our faith. But still we have a good time, especially monarch, good opportunities. We have, everything is prepared, but we are sometimes too, let me say, like lazy. We want to get faith easy. Like there was an expression, I think, in Fresno, someone said, we want to go sleep late in the night, go to sleep, awake, and in the morning we have faith. Doesn't work like that. God doesn't give no overnight faith. Or sometimes, but we pray even some, Lord, give me love. And then we expect that it hits us lightning, and we get love or faith or something other. But there is a way of preparation to get something. There is a it's not, you know, sometimes we sometimes need to be careful what we are asking, because you need faith. The trials are coming. you want to have more. Humility, God will send circumstances that will prepare you to be more humble. So sometimes we want the gift, but we want them easy, to pay nothing and learn nothing. We want them just give, Lord. We thought, but there is a way for receiving preparation. So, and I want to encourage us that we prepare ourselves for time of need. That in the time of need we have faith. Because the time of need will come for everybody of us. And if we are unprepared, then it's terrible. It's like sometimes hopeless. But if our faith is strong, founded in the word of God, in God, then we will be not shaken. And we will have peace in time of need. We have spoken this morning of peace. And it's by obedience and by prepare to live right with God. Obey the commandment. Yes, obedience. This is what it's easy. Just live easy life, but the need will come so or so. If you live easy or you prepare yourself, the trials will come. So, and it's better to prepare now that we are ready in time. So I want to be ready, and I wish I would have better to explain and better to say, but it's just what the Lord has given and how He was using. I hope He was blessing you, and pray for me that I have more faith, that I grow more in faith, exercise me in a right way, live in a right way, do everything right, that in the time of need I am ready. I need your prayer, so I thank God for all. Pray for me. Amen.